Delighted to be joined by Roscommon joint manager Kevin McStay. Kevin, four wins on the road. Killarney, Cork, Longford last weekend. To come to Donegal, Kevin, you said at the beginning of the campaign you didn't feel Roscommon a Division 1 team until they proved they were a Division 1 team. You've proved it now.
Yeah, and against a team now that I would say really tested us. You know, they had a good pick out there, a good selection, huge experience compared to us, and you know their fitness levels are, you know, moving on in the same direction as ours. So I thought today was a very level test about where we'd be, and we dream about winning a match like this today. There's a big part of what we want is get them full of confidence, these young boys, and see where it can bring them. But I'd be very proud of the way they apply themselves, Willie. Really, really great stuff.
They seem to have applied themselves big time, very quickly to Division 1 football, Kevin, and they seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah, well, the basic building block is that they're good players. You know, they are good footballers, but their experience levels are way down compared to Donegal, and you can see we're lacking a bit of power, but you can see now we're beginning to get them back as well. And you know, we'll be able to shift around some of these young under 21s in a few weeks' time, please God, and we'll get the other lads back injured. They're back on the training ground, the Donny Shines, Donny Smiths, all these. So that's going to add to it. Tom Corkin's back in the mix now as well. They're all big boys too, so we won't always be facing the huge problem we have in terms of our heights, you know. And that will give us another little dimension, I feel, anyway.
He scored 29 times in Cork, Kevin. He came here today and scored 20 times, 119, and probably maybe missed three goal chances in the first half. You're creating a lot of chances.
Yeah, well, I would have been disappointed with those goal chances. I mean, they should have been put away, at least two of them, you know. And I would say it was nerves, you know. We worked a lot on it. They know what we're trying to do with those goal chances, but I'd say they just got a little bit nervous. And these things happen. They're young, really. I mean, they're going to big crowd. This 8,500, whatever was here, to a big buzz. Like, this reminded me of an old Championship Sunday, and they were well up for it. Got a little bit nervous and edgy towards the end as well, and didn't close it out the way we should have. Like, we should have probably won by a little bit more, I should imagine.
In Cork, Kevin, you scored 425. It was probably maybe glossed over, not by ye. He conceded three goals. Yeah. Since then, the last two games, no goal conceded. Has that been something you worked on?
Very much so, yeah. Well, I mean, the whole basis of any team starts with defence, and we have boys thinking about where they should be when the opposition is attacking, and we've boys that are putting in big shifts of work. You can see you can see that yourself. So once you get fellas buying into it, and they have the conditioning to work, and they don't mind just giving the 40 or 50 to us and get someone on to finish it out. A young Compton came on now, gave us a bit of a spurt, like Niall Daly, let's take him for instance, you know. Like, I suppose you were maybe going mad, why has he been taken? But Niall was emptied, like he had given everything we had. Like, he was given big advantage in the middle of the field height wise, and yet he still ploughed on, got 2 or 3, 4 points, you know, what a nice
score. Not three from play.
Yeah, super stuff. And gave us everything he had, and then when he's done, he's done. And the idea is get someone in that's a seamless transition. You know, that's every bit as good as Niall, and he comes on, and off we go. You know, so.
Innismith didn't start, Kevin. Innismith didn't start. Yeah. He came on. Yeah. Inky Bright didn't start. Yeah. Is there an update there on them two players?
Sure. There's no issue there. There's Tony, how are you? There's no problem there at all. To give you an update, I'm not hiding anything. Ian is injured. Yeah. Poor fella got injured on Thursday night and tried everything to get right, but couldn't. And in Enda's case, we just thought he was showing a bit more fatigue. He'd come out of a Sigurdsson campaign, and you know, he's one for the future, so we're not going to horse him around the place. We're going to get him back right. Enda Smith is a big part of what we want to do in the summer months. So you can see, even when he came on at the end, he gave you another little lift again. So that's the important
and
thing.
And finally, Kevin, I know you want to get into the lads. Two quick questions just to finish. Number one, does it take a game by game, Kevin? Now, you're safe. Is the next priority a league semi-final?
No, it's not. It wouldn't be a priority at all. The next priority for us is now is measure ourselves against Mayo and see how far behind we are compared to Mayo. Are we perhaps not as far behind as other people might think? Are you know, just how we're going to measure ourselves? That's what we're going to do. And if we're in it with 20 to go, we'll have a cut and see what's on offer. But look, Mayo have been places we're only dreaming of going to. So it'll be another great challenge. I would equate it to what we had here today. So it'll be a great buzz in the Hyde if we get it playable and get a big crowd in and let them see these young boys and what they're doing for their county.